Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at one of the main astrological energies of 2021, as we're going to experience Saturn in Aquarius squaring Uranus in Taurus three times throughout this calendar year. This is some of the biggest astrology of 2021, and it's where we're going to experience the biggest life changes. It's where we're going to see things shifting permanently. There's going to be energies requiring us to adapt to these changes. And as always, it's good to have a heads up on the higher perspective. What's important to know and understand as our world and our lives undergo these significant changes. Clearly, we've had big changes throughout 2020. And those were really about showing us more of what needed to break down, what we need to see, what needs to be revealed, what is coming up and coming through that's very important for us to be aware of on this planet and at this time on the planet. So again, this is a higher view perspective. So as we talk about this energy of Saturn squaring Uranus three times, this is information that has come in through my guides. It has been shown to me as various visuals, images, metaphors, and of course, potentials and possibilities. Nothing is written in stone. There are many ways that energies can play out. There are many ways that these particular energies can be experienced. So we're going to go over the general trends and how the conversation between Saturn and Uranus is so important in 2021. So here are some of the particulars around these energies. Saturn is going to square Uranus for the first time February 17th, 2021 at 7 degrees. Now, because this is a slow-moving energy, it's going to really be in effect at least a week before and a week after these dates. So really call it a two-week period when the energies are most intense. So the middle of February is when there's this first meeting, this first conversation begins between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. And that again is at 7 degrees. Then in June, we're going to see Saturn retrograde squaring Uranus at 13 degrees. This is exact June 14th or so, depending on your time zone. And again, a week before, a week after. So the middle of June is when the energy is also strong at 13 degrees. During this conversation, Saturn is retrograde, so Saturn's energy is a bit more restrained, internal. It needs to be perhaps figured out. That Saturn retrograde is where we bring the energy back in. That means that Uranus is stronger. Uranus is stronger the middle of June. Then the third and final connection point will happen December 24th as Saturn squares Uranus retrograde at 11 degrees. And we'll call this the last 2 weeks of 2021. Uranus is retrograde, but Saturn is direct. That means Saturn is going to be more powerful. And Saturn is going to be very clear on what needs to be built, what needs to be formed, what is clear in terms of how something is going to be working in the real world and what we are meant to focus on going forward. So these energies truly play out over the course of 2021, and they're going to bring about really significant changes in our lives. So let's talk more about what that may look like. Okay, so they want me to start by putting this into a current timeline where we've already been experiencing Uranus in Taurus energies. We've already been in this experience of our value systems changing, our finances and money systems changing. The way that we live our lives has shifted and changed permanently. And they're reminding me of a podcast I did in December 2018 is when I talked about the energies of 2020, about what it means to have the Saturn-Pluto conjunction and how these things are going to play out. And one thing that I remember finding before I did that podcast was how this Uranus in Taurus energy is the same cycle that showed up during the Great Depression, when there was rationing, when supplies were limited, when what we thought was reliable was no longer there. And I remember back in 2018 talking about this and thinking it sounded crazy. Like, how can we have anything in low supply in 2021? How can there be rationing and how can there be this instability when we have so much around us? And so they're saying that part of astrology is to see these cycles happening, even if we don't understand them in the moment, even when it doesn't make sense, it doesn't seem logical, we maybe doubt or question it. They're saying that astrology has been this reliable cycle of energies and themes for eons, for centuries. And it's a wonderful tool for understanding the current cycles that we're in. So back when I didn't understand how we could be rationing anything, and then 2020 happens and we're rationing toilet paper and there's not enough yeast to make bread and supplies are low. It's so interesting how, you know, these things, they tend to show up even when we don't know how. So what they're saying is that this Uranus and Taurus energy is continuing on to shake up the foundation of energies that is no longer an energetic fit for what humanity needs. And this is bringing up our value systems. Taurus is what we find valuable and meaningful. It's how we're able to be self-reliant. It's the money that comes in, the money we make. This is the energy of being able to care for yourself. And it's all grounded and rooted in the ability to say, I'm worthy of this human experience. I am worthy of being loved and accepted. I am enough. I am able to rely on myself and trust myself, even when everything else is changing and shifting. A Taurus is a very grounded, practical energy. It often does not like change. It doesn't want to change. It will resist change. But here we have Uranus, the great awakener and liberator, saying that change is imminent. And so it's shaking up our values. It's shaking up our daily lives. It's shaking up what it means to live a good life, where what you thought or what you considered was important 2 years ago or 1 year ago, maybe it doesn't rank so high on your personal value system anymore. But even as your values shift and change and our lives change, what they're saying and showing me is that we still have the capacity to travel with a high sense of self-love, self-acceptance, self-worth, where we remind ourselves, I'm capable of moving through these changes, however they show up. I am worthy. I am loved for being here. I am supported in my physical existence. And so what is shifting is how we support ourselves and going deeper into what that really means, where maybe it could have been materialistic at first or having a job or doing something to pay the bills. It was like there's different levels of consciousness around how that can show up for each of us. And what they're saying is that this is an opportunity to go deeper into what really matters to you in your life, because it's a bit like finding that sacred point of pure love for yourself and what you're enduring, what you're moving through. And they're showing me this energy as like searching for gold in a gold mine, where you find a little nugget or you find something precious that reminds you of your own preciousness. It reminds you of how the fact that you're even in a human body right now is something to celebrate, and that there is more to our physical reality and to our lives than perhaps we've allowed ourselves to experience. So this Uranus energy is breaking us out of where we have limited loving ourselves, limited valuing ourselves, and had limitations in seeing our own self-worth. Now, this is very important because not only has this Uranus and Taurus energy already been in the mix and already been unfolding, but it's going to increase, the pressure is going to increase in 2021, where we are being asked, although they're saying gifted, we're being gifted with opportunities to go deeper into the truth of who you really are, what you really want, what you really believe about yourself, and to step into that part of yourself that maybe has been vacant, unoccupied, it hasn't been discovered yet, and that you're going into a place of also knowing that whatever changes might happen, when you are strongly rooted in your sense of self-love, that you're able to navigate it, understanding that I will always be taken care of. I will always be supported. I will always have another opportunity because I am that loved and that supported. It's these types of messages that are really important to practice and to, it's like, immerse into ourselves, because they're showing me that over the next 2 to 3 years, especially as some really big changes unfold, that other people, and this could very well be you, are stepping into having it all. That's what they're saying, having it all, or something that was not available to you. It's because you weren't in that energetic frequency of the deeper love that you're worth it, you're enough, you're deserving, you can receive it, and that this is part of what's opening up for people. So important to know that, because I'm getting the image, they're showing me that there's going to be a big spectrum of experiences. It's literally like a seesaw, where some people are going to be on one side and other people are going to be on the other. And that it's kind of the extremes of this energy, where there could be a lot of, again, chaos, disarray, a disruption, things falling apart, where others are rising up. And so this is what they want me to show and to pass on the visual, because it's important to see the higher meaning of all of this. So one of the visuals that was coming through before I did this podcast, they kept showing me collapse. And it was actually a Vegas hotel that was blown up years ago. The hotel was designed to collapse on itself. Like, it was how they have carefully placed dynamite and explosives that allow it to collapse onto itself. And so I'm getting this visual and I'm like, can you say something more about this? Because that's not a great image, but what is it? You know, because if this is the energy, then it's good to have a heads up. So the energy of collapse, they were showing me collapse and then ruins, and how all over the planet, there's different types of ruins because certain civilizations were designed to move on. That's the terminology, designed to keep going. So collapse, ruins, designed to keep going are some of the main energies here to understand, because what they're saying is that this energy of collapse is part of the ongoing conversation between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus, where the energetic structures of our world that are expiring, that are done, that are no longer supportive of humanity are collapsing. And that they're going to allow us greater freedom, but it won't feel like that at first. And so the collapse energy, they're saying, applies to these Aquarian structures. And they were showing me this applies to certain companies, certain industries, certain cities. And I'm not getting specifics on cities or anything, but of course it relates to how COVID has changed our lives permanently, how many cities that have relied so heavily on taxes and certain streams of income, they're really struggling right now. And so they're showing me this disbursement. You know, there are people leaving cities, and they're showing me that part of what is being dispersed energetically is that this is an opportunity for people to claim the life they want. And they're showing me this sort of, we'll call it like an archetypal story of graduating from college or university or some kind of degree program, and then going to the big city to get the job or to land a new gig. And that gig, that job is then expected to provide ongoing security. You know, you stay with the company for years, you have your 401k. And there's something about how there can be expectations that that's what it means to live a good life, or that's what we've been trained or programmed to think is important. But as these energies collapse, as these structures are no longer supportive or supported, what they're saying is that it's a return to the individual. It's a return to you. It's a return to our power that we have put outside of ourselves. And so the collapse energy is actually related to some of these bigger energetic structures that have served a purpose, that have been useful up to a certain point. Then they're showing me corruption. They're showing me like things behind closed doors. They're actually showing me, I'm going to call it, some of the very low level, lower consciousness energies of hierarchy, especially companies that have very strong vertical hierarchies, that they are actually top heavy, that there's too much up top and not enough below. They're saying, you know, this has already been going on. It's already been demonstrated. They're saying, you know, insurance companies, and it's almost like the board of directors concept could be challenged in a lot of companies, because what's really working? Is it really good? Is it really fair? Is it really just? And of course, this ties into various soul contracts that different individuals have. This also relates to where there's some really big lessons here around money. What is money really about? What is the purpose of it? How is it being used in ways that have been damaging? And how is it being used in ways that is genuine, or that's of a higher consciousness? So we're reprogramming, again, our value systems, but in practical terms, it does relate to money. Or finances. And so then they're showing me the stimulus checks. They're showing me economies. They're showing me the stock market. They're showing me all these different things that are all related to money, and to the energetic foundations of money on the planet are changing. And so this is why we've seen the different themes come up around finances, around where money is spent, around how money is used. Again, they're showing me the stimulus checks that are happening here in the United States. They're showing me trade, import, export businesses, and how those are going to also have a very big renovation. That's partly because of what's happened with COVID and how travel has changed and how different countries are implementing different regulations around import export because of what is spread, what is shared, the basically germs. But it's affecting these businesses. It's affecting manufacturing. It's affecting the parts of our lives that we never questioned, because the world economy has been so enmeshed, meaning it's all interconnected. It all corresponds and relate to other parts of the world. They're showing me Hong Kong, and now they're showing me New York and London and Dubai and like all these places, and the various money streams are all related, are all connected. And so that's part of the ripple effect of these big changes, is that as we are undergoing a deeper questioning of our lives, ourselves, our value systems, some of these structures that have been in place are not going to be very steady or stable. Now, this does relate to Uranus in Taurus, which is banking, money streams, currency, financial markets, banks. And as Saturn in Aquarius comes into the conversation, there are challenges, there are tests, there are components that haven't been considered or looked at that are tested, and it shows us what's working and what doesn't work. And so this energy throughout 2021 is going to first reveal what's not working, and that's where the collapses happen. Now, they're showing me that, of course, Aquarius is related to so many parts of our lives. It is social media. It is technology. It is space. It is how we connect with other people through technology. It is air travel, air transportation. It is all of the gathering places that we have gone to for entertainment, enjoyment, fun. Those are all also being economically tested. And I do have separate podcasts for you about these Saturn in Aquarius energies, because it brings up concert halls, theaters, movie theaters, venues where we go for sport, museums and airports, amusement parks, shopping malls. And it's very easy to look around and see how all of those businesses have been financially impacted by these permanent changes in our world. So those are going to continue. And in fact, those are part of the various collapse energies. Like those are part of the business models that aren't going to be sustainable for long term because of how our lives have changed permanently in 2020. So what this means is that, again, what they're showing me is that there's the collapse. They show me ruins and, you know, ruins being the ending of an era, the ending of a time period, that there are certain things that are no longer functional. They don't have the same purpose. They're outdated. And that part of what's happening, though, at a faster speed or a faster level is that people have opportunities now to move on or move away from these energy structures that we have fed and now to create something that is truer. So they're showing me that it is a bit like group energy dissipating, where the herd, so to speak, is separated out and people go their own way. They go into their own energy, their own gifts, their own everything, so that they can really tap into how they as an individual are here to make an impact, to make a living, to live a good life. And there's no overarching dependency outside of oneself that is detrimental. Okay, what do I mean by that? They're saying that we are deeply reprogramming our value systems so that we see how we can live a good life that comes from our own answers, our own gifts, our own capabilities, and that yes, part of that is connecting with groups, with bigger structures, with other systems. And that's why not everything is collapsing or not everything is going away. There is this reframing, the pivot, so to speak, where you have to turn to a new direction or use your skills in a different way. They're saying that part of this is showing us that even as the world changes deeply and permanently, it's gifting us with an opportunity to understand more of what we're capable of doing in this life. That if you have been deeply tied to different groups, and so, okay, they're showing me this as soul contracts, that part of the Saturn in Aquarius energies is that Aquarius energy can hold soul contracts to people, to expectations from others, where people might be expecting you to stay in a certain job or in a certain business or in a certain community, a certain group, that you're expected to energetically contribute because throughout lifetimes you have, or they've been a part of your soul group. And what they're showing me now is that this energy is really disruptive and it's meant to set us free. Set us free from where we have unconsciously placed our energy or power outside of ourselves or to others, to these groups, to these communities, or even family structures that actually are not in alignment with where the soul chose to grow in this lifetime. And that part of the setting us free is that these realizations can be shocking. And it can be, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that I was participating in certain karmic patterns with certain people, or that I'm showing up and I'm doing something in a way that actually is restricting me. It isn't allowing room for me to grow or move forward. And so they're saying that's what's really happening under the surface, that as certain things collapse, as you retract your energy away, as you move away from certain things that maybe felt very natural, very easy, very much a comfort zone, that we are pulling away from unconscious restrictions that have limited our freedom. And so part of the gifts of 2021 is to really look at what is freedom to you? What does it mean to live a good life on your terms? And they're saying, make a list, write down 3 things, write down 5 things. What does it mean for you to have a really good, solid human existence right now? Because maybe it felt or it appeared to be like it had one definition, but they're saying that those definitions are going to be changing. And in fact, they've already started changing. Even if it's not brought up to your conscious awareness yet, there's things that are lifting up for us. It's lifting up into our awareness where we say, oh, wait a minute. I really don't care as much about that as I thought I did. Or, you know, I don't think I really like this job. I've liked the security, I've liked the paycheck, but it doesn't make me feel alive. It doesn't bring out the best in me. It actually feels kind of draining. So it's really examining what it means to you to live a valuable life and what that could entail if you were to really trust those messages and to trust what comes up for you. The energies that are unfolding with the Saturn squaring Uranus three times in 2021 means that as we go into 2022, there can be a complete overhaul in your life, that your life looks really different. It's reprioritized. It has some very clear changes that you needed to make that you, it was kind of like ready or not, it's happening now. That's part of the Uranus energy of the shock and awe and disruption of, oh my goodness, this is happening really fast. It could even feel like it's too fast. And that's important to note because Aquarius and Taurus are both fixed signs and they like reliability, stability. They want something that's known. It's not always a risk taker energy by any means, but now is a time when the energies are speeding up, that things are happening quickly, and it's almost like it could be too fast to wrap your mind around it. I can feel like, oh my gosh, I have to sit with this. What is going on? Can this happen? And they're saying that it's part of the lifting energy where things can happen quickly, and that can be exactly to your advantage because part of why things happen quickly at certain levels of consciousness is that you skip over trial and error. Because the higher the energy, the more direct it is, the faster it moves. So it's almost like we don't always have to go through all these trials and errors in order to get where we want to go. If you've learned and healed, if you've gotten clear on what your intention is, if you really have that strong, stable place of self-love and self-worth, then this energy is going to support you in those quantum leaps because you're ready for the next area of growth. So part of what is happening with these energy cycles is that the Saturn-Uranus conversation has a lot of tension. It is not comfortable. It's uncomfortable because there's pressure building in parts of our lives where change is imminent, change is happening, ready or not. And change is actually for your best and highest good, should you choose to believe it in that way. And they're saying that part of the changes that are happening are going to happen quickly, and then there's going to be some that happen slowly. And so this is where they're showing me that things change permanently, and then there can be a void of energy or silence or this opening of what's happening next. Like, what do we do with certain, let's say, structures that are no longer being used, or there's certain places where the energies are now open. So there's this open space, and what does it get filled with, or what happens next? And this is part of where there are going to be big questions. There are going to be unknowns. There could even be a lot of fear or things that get ignited in us that don't want certain things to happen, but they're saying to come back to the energies of why you're here in a human body at this time. Because what we're doing is co-creating that next experience, that next reality, that next structure, and that it's needed to have these collapses or these things falling apart. These tests are needed because we're going to see what is strong and what really is not. And if it's not, it's because it isn't really connecting with what people need and with what is important to us on the planet right now. And they're really highlighting where there's collective energies related to money. And that would be the Uranus and Taurus, the financial markets, the places where there are investments. There are places where money was thought to be reliable and untouchable. And this is also what's going to be tested. The world economy is being readjusted, reprogrammed. There are energies where, again, the structures that were thought to be very stable and strong are not. And maybe it's like a house of cards, so to speak. And this again pertains to how collective energy structures have served a purpose or have been in play, and now it's time for change. And they're saying that part of the disbursement of energies is coming back to the individual, coming back to what is necessary for you to feel stable, to feel clear, to feel strong, to be self-reliable and self-sustaining on your own terms. And that this is where there will be bumps in the road as these adjustments happen. So what types of practical steps do you need to take? What is a necessity in your life for yourself, for your family, your neighborhood? What can you do now to ensure that as big changes unfold, you're still able to do what you need to do to live a good life? And I realize that is vague, but that's because it's personal to everyone. And it's going to work with people differently. Again, going back to the spectrum of energies where there is a teeter-totter or where there are two different experiences of these changes. In fact, it's not just two changes, it's unlimited experiences of these changes. What's happening is that we're getting clearer about what we need in our lives and how we alone are powerful enough to create that, that you truly don't need excessive energy outside of yourself in order to live a good life, that you have what you need, you're capable of it, and that this is where the energy also comes in to that entrepreneurial spirit or being a pilgrim, being a pioneer. There is energy coming up where we're meant to go our own way. We are like disbanding or dispersing into other experiences that, ready or not, it's time to move towards. And then when we do this individually, when you have millions of people moving into these new experiences, these new ways of understanding themselves, their energy, their gifts, their abilities, that's when we're then co-creating and understanding what's now possible, because there are more people in their individual power that then have something new to offer back. And that's also part of this Aquarius energy, where it is necessary to understand who you are as an individual in order to see the value or the contributions you can make back to humanity. So that's why this disbursement is necessary, why it's important to go your own way, why it's important to follow what you're being called towards, to see where you are ready for more freedom or where you've held yourself back because of different fears or belief systems, conditioning, programming that are all related to some soul contracts that are either expiring or you can choose to expire them. You can choose to be complete with them in order to move into the next areas of growth that are calling to you. So a lot of big energies here, and I'm feeling like there will be a part two to this, because as I've been talking, information has been coming in, and there's more that I'm meant to share with you in a part two of this topic. But I trust that this is enough to sit with, to be aware of, to plan for, to also be in your power. They're saying that this is not meant to be something that creates powerlessness or fear. It's meant to be something where, okay, this is the assignment for the planet at this time. Here we are in 2021. The assignment is my independence, my liberation, my freedom, and a higher perspective on my whole energy system, including what I love, value, and honor in myself, what I recognize in myself that I want to, it's like strengthen and grow, and you want it to bloom and blossom. They're saying that the more that we focus on that part of our assignment, the more blooming will happen, the more blossoming will happen. And again, it can happen quickly. There can be this acceleration because we're not giving time to drag our feet. We really have to be aware of the requirements that were being shown, because these are the reasons why we chose to take a body in this lifetime. This is a part of the human desire to experience energies and to be on this planet. So I'm going to stop there, and I hope this has given you some good things to think about, some good themes and energies to be aware of throughout 2021. Those of you who are in my 2021 Soul Growth Astrology program, we go through these specifics of this energy. So if you're interested in knowing more about how this is going to show up for you in your chart, please check out the details below, because this is where you're going to be able to pinpoint where the energies are showing up for you, where there are permanent changes, where there are things happening quickly, the acceleration can happen, as well as where you have to be very aware of your commitment to yourself, where you're here to honor who you are as a unique energy being and to look at what has potentially held you back that has limited your own growth. So as always, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence. I will be back with a part two on this topic. There might even be a part three. We'll just see. But I hope this has helped you prepare and be ready for this next assignment and the next changes that we are absolutely ready for. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. And of course, I am on social media, on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. Thank you, friends, and I will see you back here very soon for our next podcast episode.